think, become unstable.
Mm-hmm. Now, with those who are growing and yet do not wish to be persecuted, then they would need to, as Tia said, blend in.
Correct.
And not show the fact that they are growing.
Correct.
Until the recovery period begins.
Correct.
Okay, and at that point, those people step forth to be the leaders and teachers of that recovery period.
If they wish so, yes. But only if they wish so. It is not a duty that they have to stand forward and lead and teach. Sometimes it is better to sit in the shadows and wait and help to push somebody in the correct direction.
Now, would they be naturally drawn toward that area, though? As
no, not necessarily.
People looking for direction?
Not necessarily, no.
Okay.
It depends on the individuals that are doing the growing, that are doing the spiritual seeking, or have the way with all to be able to do what they wish, in a way that they wish.
Still be acting in a little bit of fear, since their compatriots are the first up against the wall kind of deal.
Yes.
Can I ask you about the situation in Korea?
Certainly.
It's very, very, very intense situation. It's been an ongoing thing, obviously, you know that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm curious about the development in North and South Korea. And, I mean, it's directly related to China, Russia, United States. But, I mean, where is the situation going from there?
Well, the situation is easier to describe at a crossroads that has many possible directions that it could take. The possible direction that would work best is not necessarily the direction that it should go. The way that it looks like it could go is it could collapse within itself. That is not the best possible direction, because as it collapses in on itself, people riot, the military gets involved, there is bloodshed, there is fighting. The government may get overthrown. It may not. But whatever happens, there is bloodshed. But the bloodshed is not necessarily a negative thing. The bloodshed could lead to an improvement, as there are fewer people to support. So therefore, the fewer people that need food means that there is more to go around. There is more to go around, there is an increase in luxury, and so on. What also happens when there is an increase in luxury is there is an increase in breeding, which returns back to the old pattern and an old cycle. It goes through the process all over again. A country that encourages procreation, like North Korea, causes its own food problems. The food problems in turn means that the country has to look outside, and by looking outside, the people that go outside see other options that are possible, and some of them take those possible options. Another possible way that it goes is it continues having difficulty in the development is slow due to the fact that there is a decrease in available substance that is usable in a nourishing capacity. And that happening causes a problem of lack of food. People become less active people. Are less likely to cause problems for the government. The government, in turn, increases its influence, and so on. If you look back in time to the former Soviet Union during its 5-year plan, it went through a very hard time where people starved there, but yet the outside world saw it as a very prosperous time for that country with great developments. Out of that struggle came a very strong society. The system that it used, the communist system, obviously did not work for that environment, and in doing so led to a breakdown, finally to chaos and to its current situation. As for North Korea, that is a possible option, that it will go through a tough time and then recover and become stronger. And the system of communism may work for them. It may not. It all depends on what transpires at this point. Your question.
Okay. My question is about South Korea. And they have one of the highest literacy rates in the world.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's one of the most literate countries. Is this going to have any impact on the outcome?
No. Education is wonderful and great. If you can read things, you can learn things. But being able to do things is just as equal as to learn. The literacy rate in South Korea is good. It means that the people can grow, learn, and understand. But it's a two-edged sword. With knowledge comes other responsibilities. And with those responsibilities comes other problems. You have a nation that has a high literacy rate, and people become scholars and spend a lot of time reading and researching and thinking and creating things. And they forget about their everyday needs, and their children get involved in development and research and producing luxury, which in turn means that the society increases its procreation rate, which in turn puts stress on the land, which in turn causes more problems. If the literacy rate is controlled and kept in a good order, then it is necessary for individuals to be directed with their knowledge to land management, production of industrial resources, leisure resources, and so on. But it is necessary to remember that it is necessary to have food available at all times. Thank you. And with the increase in literacy, as I said, comes other responsibilities, remembering where you came from. And with that remembrance, it is necessary to keep the land developing at a ratio that is equal to what is necessary. If you have an increase of 5% in the population, you must also increase your production of food by 5%. With the increase in knowledge comes the same responsibility. Okay, next question.
Going back a step, you mentioned going through the survival phase and the recovery phase. With the cards on me, that I did not ask a question that I should have, which is cooperation between people.
Cooperation is very necessary, but again, you have to not let individuals be aware of your full potential, for the simple reason that they could innocently give out information that could be very necessary for your survival.
Well, now, Carter, I've been putting an idea in my head last night that I wanted to put toward you and see what you thought of it. And that is, getting this beginnings of a center for awareness,
mm-hmm.
whereby a group of people would see the beginnings of a learning center,
mm-hmm.
not a food center, just a learning center that people of like mind come together and learn from.
You have already done that.
This would be on a little bit more of a scale where it would be cooperation as far as teaching
mm-hmm.
and learning that I came here to Tahoe originally for anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Now, during the survival and the recovery phase, this would attract people who would be living simply and would be more into natural healing, natural learning,
mm-hmm.
and psychic skills.
Mm-hmm.
At the same time, learn how to fast and live very simply.
Mm-hmm.
Through such a group, a cooperative effort could be set up, so almost like a second family, whereby your food supply would still be your food supply, but your education and, you know, being able to work with others would be greatly enhanced. What do you think?
What I think that it is something that would work, but it is necessary to be patient and take your time. It is something that would be wise to make those links now, and when the time is right, pull the links together to form a whole cohesive unit.
Thank you.
Live long, prosper,
and I'll be back.
Okay.
My question on Korea inappropriate?
No. I think Mo was heading that way anyway when he was dealing with Dao Xieping. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was within in the ballpark. Yeah, that was within the ballpark, and yes, it was related. Okay, I'm going to put in the next person. Hello.
Greetings,
Greetings, Johnny.
Greetings. Hi, Sarah. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. Or at least I think I'm doing fine.
You're doing fine, darling.
Well, as the doctor, yes, I'm doing fine.
I'm doing good. You're doing good.
Mm-hmm.
Mentally, anyway.
Yes, mentally.
All right. So anyway, got this bug in my head. Now we have to figure out what to do with it. Where would this be something that would have to be nonprofit, as we discussed?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And able to be encouraged and advertised on a scale that would not be expensive to nonprofit.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it's something that would be useful at the trade skill.
Good point.
Mm-hmm. But yes, as a trade center, most certainly that it would be beneficial that you could use that as a tool for making contacts and getting together. Let us say you use this abode as the center, even though that you will hopefully have lots of food. They'll say, okay, let's get together and we'll sit down and do some experimentation and learning and teaching. Bring some food with you so that we can sit down and have some nourishment whilst we're doing this.
Right. Good idea. And yeah, like Omar said, getting the contacts now.
Mm-hmm.
Would allow it to be expanded later on as we arose.
Correct, and we'd be able to tackle on those strings and put it and pull them together at the appropriate time, hopefully.
Right.
But
you could weed in and out those folks who were and those who didn't by that point.
Hopefully, yes.
And the food supply would never have to be an issue.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because it would be something, you know, nobody would know about.
Correct. like the idea. Mm-hmm. Yes, it is something worth telling you.
Well, like I say, you know, I told my mom, this is why I originally came here to Tahoe.
Mm-hmm.
This was the bug in my head. That's what brought me here.
Yes.
Sedona, which has a center for awareness next to that health food store.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm sure they
know. But that's not there anymore.
Oh, it's not. It was a great little center, though. They had something where they would have, you know, gatherings, teachings, stuff like that. It really was mm-hmm. encouraging. A lot of good vibes coming out of there.
Yeah.
And I'm, you know, I'm something similar. You don't really have anything to work with like that.
Mm-hmm. No, there isn't really anything up here that it's developing. Things are starting to happen that are making the spiritual development occur. But it's not happening in such a tight location. It's happening in South Lake Tahoe, Mayors, Carson City, Walker Indian Reservation, Pyramid Indian Reservation, Reno, Garnet. And it is spread out over a much wider area, over a much more varied terrain that is developing a spiritual awareness over a wider cross-section people. It is no longer, I believe Tia put it, the fringe element. It is now becoming pervasive throughout all levels of society.
It's true. We've been here 7 years, 4 years in this house,
mm-hmm.
and we've seen the changes happening.
Yes. You have gone from Bethany, being the novice wanting to learn, to Bethany, the teacher.
The web page. I didn't get a chance to see it, but what, have you seen it?
No, I haven't yet. He is relaying information.
Oh, okay.
And yeah, it's a development of no longer is it the barefooted hippie element, but it is now the suit-clad, long-haired biker, mathematician, engineer, microbiologist, astrophysicist, person that has pulled everything together into a wide cross section that can get along and land together. You still have, as it's described, the lunatic fringe, which is out there. But you have a majority that have the belief, the spiritual understanding, and the love for all. And that working in a healing capacity is wonderful when you have a group of people all together. You have a biker and a mathematician and a geologist and a roboticist and a microbiologist and a punk rocker and all together in one room. And you're all sitting down in total agreement on the development of the mind and how it is developed. They all understand that the astrophysicist is different from the biker. The punk rocker is different from the microbiologist. They're all different. But yet they're learning now that their different points of views and their slightly different beliefs all work together to bring together to one item. The understanding and spiritual awareness and the using of their abilities to benefit the biker, the astrophysicist, the punk rocker, the microbiologist, the nurse, the doctor, the psychiatrist, the lift operator, all together as one.
Mm-hmm. I just had a thought.
You sure it was your thought?
We just had a thought. Oh,
now is it? I had a thought.
Okay. With Sarah having their little healing center going on and their little deal, this would be a nice little addition to that.
Mm-hmm.
To where if they have the space, we could just set it up in a side corner of that.
Well, that is part of the framework that we were discussing, the links that will be pulled together at the appropriate time.
Right. They would see the benefit
mm-hmm.
from attracting a more larger gathering for them to work with and use their services.
Mm-hmm.
We'd see the benefit from having a naturally, you know, center for higher learning already available.
Mm-hmm. Can we check to see how much space we have here?
Sure.
Now, Sally, am I correct that you two could communicate this whole conversation without verbalizing?
We can mm-hmm. communicate this whole conversation.
This is only a little bit of a conversation.
This is just going on all the time. We have to put it on tape so I can put it back on the web.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah, we
got half a tape.
Yeah, there's a lot of back play that goes on that spills out into vocalization. Yes.
Just laugh because it's funny.
Yes, it refuses. Okay, let us stick to the point.
All right.
Okay. Yes, but the development it is one of those strengths that is necessary.
So we'll go ahead and I'll start the preliminary looking up on that area.
Okay.
At the same time, we can always, you know, use this as the secondary base to start with in case that mm-hmm. doesn't work out.
Yes.
And in the first place, we're going to start with a web page on it anyway.
Okay.
And just create a web page for the Tahoe Center for Awareness. And then build it into a physical space as it grows.
Okay.
One more question.
Huh.
What did you mean by when we're talking about photonic energy for healing,
mm-hmm.
a using during massive trauma,
mm-hmm.
using 5/8 worth of photonic energy as a probe? Instead of as a healing tool?
Well, it's more like using forceps.
Mm-hmm.
You use it as a probe to look for the root cause, the damaged area. And by probing, you use more of the pure energy or photonic energy that can be used to push away other energy so that you can get a better, finer focus on what you're looking for.
So you're intuitively seeing this with the photonic energy.
Correct.
Now, with the rest of the injuries that were mentioned.
Actually, it would be better to describe it as more of a fiber optic photon camera.
Okay. Now, with things like just the mere cut, or, you know, as a gouge, as you were talking about, mm-hmm. you're using it for the healing tool to heal.
Correct.
But in the massive trauma, you're switching that around and actually using it as a probe.
Yes.
Okay. So, any time that you're using regular earth energy,
mm-hmm.
that's the part that's doing the healing.
Right.
The photonic energy, I'm assuming, is different mm-hmm. in its workings.
Correct.
And that its actual activity is different.
Oh, one other thing. Mm. My body hasn't gone for any changes that it should have. However, Alana's has.
Alana's has?
Her body's fluctuating like it is thinking about it. I mean, this way, she's due for a hair period in the next couple of days, and we will know if the wrong person got pregnant.
From Mark?
Well, both of us were involved.
Well,
Alana to help break down this barrier. Who knows?
Who knows?
But let's see. I was the one that was to get pregnant. She was just meant to help and to have fun. But then she got into it a little too much, I think.
Well, that's how it worked.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Bye, love.
All right.
Thank you.
Cough drop, please.
Come on.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. The wild one, though?
Yeah, the wild one. Wild thing! You're spilling.
Sorry.
Oh, that's all right. Okay.
I'm going to come over and play with your computer.
Which one?
The new one.
Oh, that one? Sure. Just have I just key into one neural brainwave pattern at a time. In fact, this isn't as sophisticated as my computer. This is a flashlight.
Right.
Or a torch. Okay. Well, that's the time I'm used to. Okay. Anybody got questions for me? Or am I going to sit here and pontificate on the necessary development of coercive energy and engineering on the... pontificate. Be pompous-like.
No.
Expound in a pompous way. Pontificating, that's basically what I said.
Not really. I mean, why could be pompous
about this? Mark's pompous quite a bit of the time. And normally he does it for effect. Actually, something I've noticed about Mark is that he does a lot of things for effect. Now, let us look at coercion in the development. Let us take, for example, somebody that is starting off in a conversation trying to explain something and using coercion as a tool to get the point across. Now, it's important to start off with a nice, soft, level voice, not umming, ahhing, or pausing, or stuttering. If you stutter, and mix words, and hesitate, for example, when I'm coercive, I speak fluently. Notice as I'm talking that I speak fluently. When I pause, it is a pause just long enough to get the point across and for it to start to sink in. In doing this, you keep the person's attention. Just as they start to wander, the pause occurs and they go, They think within themselves and they pay more attention. You can use coercion in a lulling, soothing voice, lulling the person almost asleep, and then if the voice can use as a lulling, soft tool, you can go, now we start the development. As soon as the voice changes its level from a soft, soothing, lulling voice to a precise, calculated, laying down groundwork for expansion. You now have that total attention, like you are totally within my grasp and control. You're thinking as I want you to think, that you are learning. Oh, that was sheer brute force. That was sheer brute coercion. That wasn't finesse or anything. His voice was soft, level, but yet there was menace in his voice. I think it worked extremely well. I was quite impressed. It was like when I was a teenager, that was the power that he was using, but not the type of power that we use. He was using just sheer raw power.
No, that's clear. If this was a class on coercion, then as a pupil, I would say, the teacher doesn't need booing and awing at the beginning of the speech if for effect. Make it so that it's lulling, and then when you come off and be very precise,
no, because it does
attention.
No, because it does not put the hooks in. By umming and ahhing makes you appear unsure and indecisive. You have to start from the get-go, being precise. What Johnny would tell you from his experience with Mark, Mark did not or hesitate.
Oh, he sure did. He came right at me.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I needed at the time.
Yeah.
I mean, I was out of line.
But, you know, the fact remains that by hesitating at the start, Mark had hesitated and and ah, that would have given you the advantage. Because Mark was hesitating, umming and ahhing, even for effect, it would have given you the opportunity to go on to the attack straight away instead of being put at a halt, a stop, and redirecting your energy to thinking, what is going on here? By starting with a low, soft tone and then gradually escalating up and up as the power level got higher and higher in intense and intense. I mean, the temperature in that room went up quite dramatically.
Yeah, you did. And let's say that Mark handled himself really well. Really, really well.
I mean, if we take that as a test case, I would give that a B+, or even an A-, as opposed to other times that I've seen Russ coerce, which I'd give a B. And some other times I've seen Mark coerce, I'd give him a C. But the incident of 6 days ago, I'll give that, as a teacher, either a B+ or an A-. It wasn't perfect. If he had coerced perfectly, it would have taken half the time that it did to calm down the situation. And you would have been probably either all fired to get up out there and to tackle it straight away, or you would have been so apologetic that you would have been groveling on the ground. It depends on the end result that he was heading for. So I'd say it's probably an A-, as opposed to a B of Russ's most recent. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. And actually, Tia was quite concerned with the fact that he was coming down with something that, you know, he shouldn't be out there stressing and straining himself so badly. But
I was genuinely concerned.
I side with Mark on that, the fact that it made him sick quicker than he was going to be sick, made it sooner. So therefore the recovery process could happen sooner. And from what I've heard Mark talking about at work, he's going to need to be well next week. And if it had occurred later in the week, let us say that he went down sick on Monday, right? Yeah. He would still be quite sick at the moment, which means that he would be sick for the upcoming work problems that he has to deal with. So,
okay.
Yeah.
So you're trying to make something positive.
Not making anything positive out of it. It was positive. Without a shadow of a doubt. Tia is still up in the air on that. But I feel that by Mark making himself sick sooner, will help himself heal sooner. In fact, he's a lot better than he has been.
Well, he was out there working.
Well, I think the coat would have been more of a hindrance at that point. What he was wearing was very warm clothing underneath his shirt that he was wearing.
Yeah, I know he had sleeves on and he was pretty well dressed.
And the fact that he worked up a sweat anyway, it wouldn't have mattered if he'd been in shorts and t-shirts. He was working up a sweat, which kept the body temperature high enough to keep things going productively.
I'd say if we can make what it'd be handy for us to do is have a come along.
Come along?
Yeah.
come along.
Oh, yeah. Come along is like a chain on a with a some kind of lever system that you can lever it chain link by link.
Mm-hmm. Kind of like a police system. Like a police system.
Yeah.
Like a what?
Police system.
Yeah. I thought you were saying.
Yeah, there is a. There, come along would be a lot cheaper than a winch. They do about the same job.
I like winches. Oh, winch, not a wench. I can think of a couple of wenches, actually. Let me see. I know a good, useful wench.
You might be